אלה שמו ישראל אבוי מצרים. ובנגודים שמו ישראל ראשי טייבס שתי מיקרו ואיך אותם. שימו ראש בהל ובידים בשם דור שיר שוץ עולה דור ראשי טייבס ואלה שמועס וחיוב אודום ליקוי הפרשו שתי מיקרו ואיך אותם זה לא כתוב לגבי ואלה שמועס דור שיר שומס וחיוב אודום ליקוי הפרשו שתי מיקרו ואיך אותם ביולפון קוראים לגבי מי זה לקודש בורך הוא זמרה מזה יהיה לזמור מבלי זה לשאלס בחורך יהוד עצמי אבל דודם בראש נסמר צריך לומר זה גבר וגזח את מראש יש אין מוצא שני מיקרו כמה זה תשמוע יש דברים את השבח סך כל שבור תגיד זה לא זה רמז ונבזור עם שני מיקרו ואיך אותם נגיד נגיד זמן אין בו נשתר ודן דן דין סתר למקום לא Some say a different pshad, more call him a pshad, less call him a Muslim. But the chiddush is that even in names, you have to say, Torah's v'divon, the Shai Mikro, the Gemara says, that even if it's a name, you have to say the third time Dalgum, right? You can't say, I already said, Ruben, Ruben, Ruben. You repeat, right? The Eilish Mois Yaakoy, the Alul Mitzrayim, Ivi Yaakoy, we say, so even though we have the psukim now, Ruben, Shiva, Levi, Yehuda, Yisrael, Zvulun, I want to tell you, even these psukim, you have to say, Shtayim Mikro V'echo Targum. Even these psukim, you have to say, Shtayim Mikro V'echo Targum. Ve'elish Tois Be'Yisrael, Haboi Mitzrayim. What is Haboi Mitzrayim? Nan Shebo'u Le Mitzrayim. The whole time they were boi. They didn't make themselves to feel comfortable that this is the place Shereishinu Shmo Ve'Levusho. ויוקו מלכודו של מצרים אשר לא יודע אס יויסה זו דרשי אוסו עצמוי כאילו לא יודע זה מלכודו של מצרים אשר אוסו עצמוי כאילו לא יודע what is אוסו עצמוי כאילו לא יודע so what Pshat the Biskirov brings out that Yosef made a lot of rules and laws in Mitzrayim to protect the Yiddish people He just broke the rules and he just didn't take care of Klal Yisrael. This is the Loshon of the Targum. וקם על כוח הדסו על מצרים ולא מקיים גזירס יוסף. He was not the kind of Xeris of Yosef. This is what Melech Chodosh Asher lo yoda is Yosef Asher lo mikayim Xeris Yosef But I heard him from the Ribor Finkel like Givaldi Kazach Be'etzem Klal the Mitzrayim had to have a Koras HaToyf to Yosef He saved them The Melech Chodosh also atzmoi kemi shelo yoda es Yosef. He was not makir toif to Yosef to what Yosef did. What is the pshat? So what is the ceremony boruch's pshat? Let's stop. So one pshat you could say that was... I will explain the problem. And maybe I will explain the kasha. This Melech, I don't know if you know, I don't know if you remember from last year, from Pesach, bad king, a very bad king, something like Hitler. He shecht kids, they put the kids in the wall. Disgusting, a bad person. We're busy with this bad person that doesn't remember what Yosef did for Klal Yisrael, for the Mitzrayim. He's a Hitler. Okay, Melech Chodosh, he doesn't remember Yosef. He remembers Yosef and he spits in his face. He doesn't remember. Also us, but not also us. I know Yidden, I hate them, I'm fighting them, I'm killing them. he just doesn't. Also, Atzmaim, she doesn't remember that Yosef did good. So, Balabatish, you could say that even a goy understands that you have to have a kol hatoyv. So he was embarrassed not to be makir toyv. So the Melech Chodesh had to pretend that he doesn't know history. Because a goy, we see when Yosef, the shliach of Yosef, runs after the achim, he tells them, "Lo shilamten tachas tochas toyv, why you took the becher?" He had to tell them why you stole from the king. Felt that kol hatoyv was worse than that. A guy that is not makir toyv is more worse, disgusting, more from everything else. So he could kill people, but not to be makir toyv, that is a disgusting thing. And he couldn't handle it only by saying, "Also atzmoi kemisha lo hikiras Yosef." This is Balabatish. Rabbi Liboruch told me, it was the first time that Rosh Hashiva was in Tzvi, sent me for yeshiva to go around the world. Came Parsha Shmoyz, maybe Parsha Zvayera, but that was Parsha Shmoyz. First time I went, and Rabbi Liboruch told me to give over a message. I knew Rabbi Chavrusa then, something about the Kibbutz. He said, a person, not only that is disgusting not to be makir toyv, a person cannot not have a cause of it. But a person wants not to makir toyv, what he does, we call it selective memory. We call it in Hebrew, kofui toyv. He covers it. Kofol avesakli. If you remember that the guy helped you, you will never leave. You select him. He said to Moshe, person that learned in the mirror and helps me. That's what you learn. I'm a mil talmid. If that guy in the Moshe likes to help his old shit, I'm a Clifford talmid. I'm a Pesach talmid. He knows that he learned in there. The Moshe, a guy where you learn, he starts to speak about his chayim. That guy is paying to pay a cost and lives in the chayim. A person, his parents, helped him so much. He doesn't remember it. No, for sure he knows. Like, who you are, Kosa Toyo? I had a friend in 5th grade that helped me a lot. And received it one time I came. These are the two favors that he owes. He's planning in the back of his life to help them. That favors, the favors that he can handle, he doesn't remember. Melech Mitzrayim knows that Yosef saved him, he would never could go against the Yidden. He had to force himself not to remember. How do you not remember? That guy did it for his own need, for his own cover. You see the Mitzias. I was working with a guy that was working with a piece of risk. So you have this guy, he's against his parents, against everyone, yeah? But his life he will give to the guy in the gas station that gives him the cigarettes for free and takes care of him with a hot sandwich. He will fight, the guys will come, he will fight, he will put his life for them. His parents gave him more from a bar of cigarettes. But he's not planning to be Michael Toy because he's angry at some things. He doesn't remember. But for someone that did good for him, he's giving his life. So why is that giving it for his parents? Also, Atzmoy Kemishay Nemak. So it's a Givaldi Kazakh. And this week's Parsha, the Hemshech of the Parsha, it says, Ish Mitzri Yitzilon. When the Bnei Yisrael come, when Moshe helps them, Zog the Medrash Rabbah, what is Ish Mitzri Yitzilon? Why he's called the Ish Mitzri? Zog the Medrash Rabbah, he told them, don't owe me a Koras HaToyv. You owe Mitzrayim a Koras HaToyv that they wanted to kill me, that I ran here, and because of that, I came to save you. The Hefech from the Gzeire was Noah Koras HaToyv, Ish Mitzri Yitzilonu. Mitzrayim, when Moshe hit Mitzrayim, we'll see later, he can't hit the water because the water saved him. He can't hit the sand because the sand saved him. HaKoras HaToyv. When Moshe kills the Mitzri later in the Parsha, Ochel Noida Adovo. Rashi says, Noida Adovo, I know why you're suffering now. Because the Mitzri, who was that Mitzri? That Mitzri that was hitting, who he was hitting? He was hitting Nosan Ba'avirot, Shlemizus gives it that their husband, he was mizane with her wife, and the mainly he was hitting him. And they did not have a kohas atoiv that Moshe Rabbeinu saved that person. Chazal say, "Mizum ishtri shel doson hoyso." And doson va'aviron were not makir toiv. So again, the yisoid of the chet of Mitzrayim was a missing of a koras atoiv. Moshe Rabbeinu was the heifech for a koras atoiv. So a person has to know, just to learn, not to cover, not to be, say, from one of the gedolim that someone was throwing at him stones. So his friend asked him, what favor you did to that guy that he's throwing at your stones? It's a famous zalm. It's not a joke. Someone throws stones because you did a favor and he does not want to be makir toiv. So without realizing, he finds why you're a bad person. Because if he doesn't think you bad, you owe him his life. So a person cannot owe his life, so he decides not to. He decides not to be makir toiv. ויישם על אוסורים מסכנס למעלה נויסים וסיבלוסים ואימן אורים מסכנס לפארו יספידם וסרנסס ויעבידו מצרים וישראל בפרח. חזר זה וולס בפרח אבוי נס אנושים לנושים ואבוי נס אנושים לאנושים. So the pashas you learn shad, because for men it's very hard to babysit, for ladies it's very hard to build, for men it's very hard to clean, for ladies it's very hard to build and to do different zachen. So it's the perch. But the real pshat is like this. They say over, what was Peter Berans's chazal say? That the, when they finish the build, it will sing every night. You will tell someone, pick up your hand and put it down. Pick it up. I'll pay you $50 an hour. You can do it? $50 an hour. You pick up your hand? Think you can do it? What? Yes or no? Yes. What? You think you could? 3 hours, you could do like this? $150. The workers that build here don't get $150 per week, yeah? I'm sure not in Guatemala or something like that, yeah? They work much harder. Just passing, you could read a book. Just do like this. One of my kids, for action, I think after 2 hours I gave up. Why? Only to pick up your hand, $150. The answer is a person cannot work without a tachlis. He only could work what he feels he's productive. That is the mitzvah of every human being. He could build buildings for $50 a day, but he can't pick up his hand and put it down like this. But a person feels that what he's doing is useless, it's avoidas perech. He feels he's working for no reason. How the Mitzrayim made the Yidden to feel that they're working for no reason? They gave the man the woman's work, and the woman the man's work. If the Mitzrayim need the building, let the man to build. If they need the cleaning, let the ladies to clean. If they're switching it, they don't need it either. That breaks the person. When he feels that he's working because they want him to work, not because they want him to be productive, that kills the human being. That kills the person. So, again, kipshuta is stop. Hard job. Chazal say, "Avoyas perech hanoshim lehanoshim." It is with Chazal, but even orim miskenos leparoi. As Pitnei beRamses, Pitnei beRamses. Chazal say, every night in the morning it went down. The first flower, so they felt they're useless. A person cannot work, cannot be useless. ויאמר מלך מצרים לאליהו וסעיביוס אשר שמעך שיפו ושמשי אסבור ויאמר ביארדכם וסעיביוס וריסם על האבנועים עם בינו ועמיסם איזוי ועם בסי וחויו סרשי סזרו יום הקפידים אלו על הסחורים וכזלנו מישים של ישראל has to be born. I heard yesterday here the Chassidish Yid go down that the Gzeire of Paroi Chazal say later not like that when Yisrael and Amram was Perish from Yocheved she told them Shel Chol Koshe Mishel Paroi Paroi Legozer Al Aschorim the Alta Gozer Al Aschorim Al Anakemus that because it was the Gzeire Kol Avela Yoyed Ayoyed Ashtichu Uchol Abbas Bechayun that Amram was Pirish Meishli, not to bring kids to the world. And the Chassidish Sforim state the opposite. The Chassidish Sforim state, Mechol Abbas Techayum was a part of the Gzeire, to take the girls and to make them to live like Mitzvahs. The Gzeire was not only Kol Aben HaYoyer Tashlichu. Mechol Abbas Techayum. And they explained it in the Chassidish Nusach, he could have said, "Kol Aben Eloi Tata, Kol Aben Ibenu VeMisim Oisoi." Do girls? Do what you want. No. I need the girls. I want the girls. That was a part of the Gzeira. It's a Gival the Gevot. Kol Aben Eloi Aruot Hashlichum Chalabas Techayun. Please don't touch it. Have a generation without Yidden, without girls. All of them will become Mitzrayas. So this is the reason, this is the pshat, Kol Aben HaYoyer Tashlichu Al Abbas Techayu. Chazal maybe darshan, not Chazal he said that they gave them a simen. Merisim al ha'evnoim. He gave them a simen, how they will know if it's a boy or it's a girl. The Maharsha explains that he told them Merisim al ha'evnoim because Yisroel ain't a nereg ala ubri. The mele, if you kill them inside the stomach, it's not retzichim, mele is not yehoi bal yavr. But the question is why Pauli said do it on the avnoi. So Balabati, she could say, you just kill the boys inside and you'll tell the prince that it was born dead. Because if they will see you killed, next time they will not call you. That is one way to learn Balabatish the Pasuk. Skarov, the Chabar Shol learns that he knew that you can't kill because it's also to kill Ubri and kids. But he said, Allah of Noim, you could kill. And this was the answer to him. Vayikro Melech Mitzrayel HaMiyadis, Vatimarno, Ki Loika Noshim HaMitzrayis, Ki Beterem Tovo Yalei HaMiyadis V'yalobu. Again, also if you're Balabatish, so then if we were killed, they will never call us anymore. And if you're the Lomdus, and then we're not allowed to kill on Pi Aloch. Chazal say, ויאמר מלך מצרים למיעל וסעיביס אשר שם האחס שיפרו בשם השם נספור. זאת רש"י. שיפרו זה יוכבת, פור זה מיריון. יוכבת על שם שמשפר את הסבלת, שיבובל דם, תוקר דם, בונס. מיריון השם של פור, פור פור פור, שלגמי מויזס ולבייבי. פרק רבי רוחם. ותקרן על המיידוס העבריס אשר שמח על שיפרו ושם השם נספור. יוכבת, זה לא על שיפרו, שירובו זה בייבי. מיריום is called פור, she makes פור 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 to the baby. Two חושב ladies, normally we call a person and something חושב that they do. יוכבת is called שיפרו, מיריום is called פור. So it's two מהלכים. It's one מהלך, רבי רוחם says, that we think, small people think that big maisim are big and small maisim are small. A big person that does a maisim doesn't make a difference if it's small or it's big. If he's doing it with the right kavanah, it's the right tachlis. Shifu v'puah, Yocheved v'Miriam did the right maisim, even though it's a small maisim, it's a choshev maisim, and it's good. I want to say a pshat that I heard from my uncle, the Bavon Shmuel Levi. It's a beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. He said it's al shema osi. And I don't mean to give no musa to no bachrim, but the ones that have to will take it. Shifu v'puah put their life in danger to save Klal Yisrael. How and why did the kids will be born? They rushed to take them out and claim that the kid came out before we came over. You would think, take out the kid, another kid, save him, she should kill herself. What do people five have six? Yeah, what do people five have six? Yeah? That's not what was going on there, like matzahs, yeah? That was the matzah. And power is around. Someone has time to smile to the kid, to clean the kid. I'll give you the example of what I'm trying to explain. Some guys are busy with Kimchel Pischa. You know what's Kimchel Pischa? Some bachim that are hard for them to learn. They're volunteer to give out the Kimchel Pischa. It's a choshev organization. You go, you know the pushing and the whole matzah when it goes. You drop it by the guy. It doesn't make a difference. The guy calls again, you'll get it later. Just don't call, don't worry, you'll get it. Well, I'm doing huge things. I'm giving millions of potato sacks to people. You forget at the same time, my Rebbe was a Yotze 2 days ago, Chaim Kreisler. He would go to the Sameach, every almonis we were saving, he would marry, he would collect, and raise a lot of money. Everyone he would give hundreds, a lot of money, $70,000, $100,000 for the almonis to marry up the kids. When he would come to the almonis house, he would have chocolate bars in his pocket to give the little kids. He says, when I speak to the almonis, the little kid doesn't understand that his mother is getting now $100,000 that she could take care. He's upset. He's not getting attention. He's a yosem. Someone is schmoozing to his mother. I gave him a bar of chocolate. It's the same thing. For the kid, the bar of chocolate is like for the mother, it's $70,000. There's one thing, I'm saving that money later, the kid, with that money she'll buy a lot of bars of chocolate. Shifra v'pua, they saved Klal Yisrael. But at the same time, we could make the kid not to cry, give him a smile. Men bring this Klal in life. A lot of times in life you will have opportunity to do big things, to save in big, to do big. You will have that opportunity. Remember in the same time that you do big. Remember in the same time that you do big. Not to forget about the little thing. You will raise for talent. Everyone knows how many people you step over in the way. With your group, without your group, every place. You're raising, you're taking care. It's something kosher. Same time. Not to forget. Not to forget. You're in charge. You're gabbavod on Godu. Raising the mitzvah. You don't have to step the 50 people that are waiting in line. Think that this is your mitzvah, these people are nebachs, and your mitzvah is to mesameach them. That is your mitzvah. To be the gabe, that guy now. What you would if you be his gabe, you take care of him. No, you can next. No, he has no time. Could be that guy doesn't have time, he goes home nebach. I'm so sorry for you, you know, I saw he smiled, but he couldn't speak to you. Just give him a good word. So Shifra v'Puah saved Klal Yisrael, but their name is Shifra v'Puah. The name is Shifra v'Puah. Salevi has a famous vote. this pasuk, Shifa Bepuach, Dr. Bisalevi, Vayita Veloikim Lamiyardes, Vayire Vahom Vayatz Munoi, Vayiki Yomu Aviyardes, Vayaloikim Vayasma Elimbatim. So Rashi says, Boti Kehuno Leviya Vimalchus. Salemi says it's Mido Keneged Mido. If they would not save the men, so we would only have women in Klal Yisrael. I'll be good. Akum Ababas Yisrael of Vlad Kosher. But he's not a Kohen, not a Levi, and possibly Malchus. So they saved that in Klal Yisrael could be Koyanim, Levim, and Malchus. So Mido Keneged Mido, Zok de Beisalevi, Vayasla and Batim. But the Kehuna Leviya of Malchus was not Stam of Rocha that they got. But the Kehuna Leviya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Mido Keneged Mido that Kehanim Leviim Yisraelim came out of them. ויצר פרוי לכל אמרי למויר כל הבן האלוהים היו תשליחו וכל הבס תחי. What is happening now? So חזר, כמו רנסויטה says, יוים שנוי לד מוישה, דיינו, it looks like it was two gzeiras. First he told the מיילדויס, there's two ways to understand it. You can learn the פוסק כפשוטו, he told the מיילדויס to kill the kids, and they were not listening, not listening, not listening. פרוי called them, yelled at them, they said, we're sorry, the kids come out. Nothing what to do. Paul says, okay, it's nothing what to do. Vayikra lechol amroi, aboisa, go around. That is when you read the pasuk quickly. Not also before Shantayu. Yeah? Rashi is mashma, the first gzeira was, he knew that Moshiach shall Yisrael. Vayitzav paroi lechol amroi was the day of Moshe Rabbeinu born. It was a different day. And Spagnile Paroi told him, today he's born. But today we're not sure if he's born by the Jewish person or by the Mitzri. Vayetzav lechol amoy, leimer kol ha-ben ha-yeloi ne'erot ha-shlichu. So again, and the beginning was by Klal Yisrael. Ve'isem imu, im ben alav noim, ve'amisim moisei, ve'im bas techayu. That was a gzeira in Klal Yisrael. But then, Ayoim Noilad, this, and forget, he was not even allowed to know him. This is even to kill. This is what Rashi learns. So first, the Maharal Frank Takash, that Stagnini Power, he said, we look at today he's born, yeah, we see he's born, because we're not sure if he's born by a Yid or by a Mitzvah. Well, the glasses are not so clear. He comes to Power, no, we see he's born, but we can't see. If you see, you see. If you don't see, you don't see. What is going on? From the Maharal Givar Mitzvah. That's Tagnini Paroi, they saw him, but the picture came fog. If he's a Jewish boy or a Mitzvah. Why? Chazal say, Kol HaMegadel Ben Chaveiroi Keilu Yodai. He was brought up by Bas Paroi. So he looked a Yid, but he looked like he's by a guy. The picture came out not clear to him. Stagnina, he's born today, we see it clear. And we can't figure out, is he Jewish or is he a Mitzri? Because he was also Jewish and he was also a Mitzri. This is what the Maharal Shah. So it's not the time that Stagnina Power had a picture and they couldn't figure it out. It's a beautiful, pshuto, it's beautiful Maharal. So the Meforshe, the Miskerov, says, to teach us. Paroi decides to kill every kid. This kid is born. And who brings him up? Paroi. Paroi brings him up. If Hashem decided that Tzomzi will go to you, not even if Yankel tries to disturb you, Yankel will not manage. Yankel will help you. Paroi decided not to let Moshiach shel Yisrael to grow. Will help. Paroi will raise him. Paroi will feed him. Now, if he will not grow by Paro, you know how not protected he would be? You know how many Jewish kids died in Mitzrayim like flies? This kid, the king's protecting. Nothing is happening there. People are killed all over. There's one kid that is protected by the king. Lelamedcho. Sheagzeiro sheker. If Hashem wants to do good for you, don't think Aber Chatzkel is disturbing. Shmerel is disturbing. Chatzkel and Shmerel will bring you there. And this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted really Klal Yisrael to understand. See later that in Yetzias Mitzrayim you will not think that it's boom could happen. Is it an Ezra that I can't say it over? I could read it. I can't say it over, but I could read it. That Hashem wanted Moshe to grow in Paro's house. I'm saying it, I have to see it inside. I think it's one part he says, one part the Spooner says. He wanted Klal Yisrael not to be used to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe had to be the man of Klal Yisrael, it will not be healthy that he will grow with them together. They will feel friendly. Had to be a kind of distance. And he brings down in another place, and again, I don't want to say, but I think I saw it before inside, that he wanted that he will have Ginuni Malchus, and he would not grow up in Eretz Avodim. While he has to be Moiser HaToiro, he grew in the king's house. Not to be a heaven, not to start like a heaven. The pasuk is Mamshich. Moshe Rabbeinu runs away. Vayomru ishmitzchi etzilonu. Vayomer vayom Moshe l'shavas esayish. So before that, we have a pasuk. The Pana Mitzvah will say this fall every time. I'll tell you the mice with the Pana Mitzvah. The Pana Mitzvah went once to collect money for Yeshiva's Pana Mitzvah. They came to a place, the rabbi told him, listen, Shishiva, we really love the Shishiva, but you know, here all the money goes to community needs. So you can't do an appeal in the shul on the parsha, we would love the Shishiva to speak. Remember, no appeals, all the money goes to the community. Local's not going to call today. So she was a no problem, Parsha Shmoitz. Moshe Rabbeinu is born, it says, and she puts him in the water. But the siyatzin achoisim erochok l'das maya osala. So he asked the kasha. Chazal say Amram v'Yocheved separate when it was a gzeir kol haben ha'yiloyde yoherot ha'shlichu, they separate. It could be talking like we explained why they separate, because they didn't want that the girls would be. Miriam told them, ta, I saw your Ruach HaKodesh that Mashiach Shel Yisrael has to come from you and Mami. If you're not together, Omar Begitcha married her again. And Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Vaitimole Obayis Oiro. Chazal say, Omar Dovio Noshak Lo Al Roisha. Kevon Sheho Yutzrichim Leatzpinoi. He called Omar Lo Biti Nevuosech Eichon Tia. Hador Dixiv Atisatze Vachoysim Merochoy Kledas Maya Oseloi. Miriam is hiding inside the bushes to see what will happen. Frank the Father Bicharot. Bishle Me Amrom. I understand. We'll have to go to see what will happen with his son. Yocheved. Although Miriam is a Nevuah, a Neviah. Hashem promised that this kid will be Mashiach Shel Yisrael. Well, she doesn't trust him. She's a Navi. A Navi. We don't know. Hashem told me, yeah? So in Brisk they say, I'm so glad, that is Chalois Din, as this Kasha once, I said over after me, he spoke. He said, in Brisk they say that it's a Din, Navi Oymed al Nevuah Soy. A Navi is in charge that the Nevuah will happen. He kilo has to help it. Yonah stands outside Nineveh to see the city turns over, yeah? Only kids, go back. She stands there, Kivyochel, Novi has his job is to make the Nevuah to happen. But upon which Rav said, she knew that this kid would be saved. She wanted to see that hand of Paris stretches. You know the daughter, Paris daughter's hand stretch? It's a big shine, one hand stretch or two hands? And if one had stayed longer, it came back. Or what happened after? How do you know the pshat? Came back, shrank back. When she pulled back, it went in. How you every week? How you learn pshat? How you learn pshat? Well, how do you learn the pshat? Came back. Yeah, shut things back. The nest. Here was a reason that it would grow. There was no reason to go back. Maybe she couldn't. No pshat. But she wanted to see that. She went to see that it's happening. Chavetz Chaim is Vadaik. Ledeo Maya Oseloi. Not to see if he's saved. She wanted to see it. Zoyke Ponovich Alov, when I go around the world, I know Ponovich will be successful. I'm not worried who will support Ponovich. I'm just going around to see who will be Zoyke to support Ponovich. I wanted to see to say who will be Zoyke. So he said, at least I know this city not. And he went out. Everyone came and poured. I can tell you, I'm just now looking in the crowd here. Yeah, no one knows who he is. I have to open the yeshiva. I'm not going into the details now. And someone called me up. He had a fight with his wife. He has to find me, rushing to find me. His wife told run in the middle of the night, he wanted to come in the middle of the night. I said, I'm learning, I can't. He said, I want to be the first one to give the first donation. So I know, so I said, I'm not saying here, I can't say I know not. But this is what the Panovich Rav said. Panovich says, a person has to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. I want to finish with a vote for Shashiva Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. She stretched her hand and her hand stretched. What she thought exactly? She knew her hand was stretched. A person has to know in Ruchnias, you have to do every hishtadlis that you could do. Even that it doesn't make sense that you will manage. Chaim Shmuel Levitz in his famous shmuz said, Tomo, wanted, she knew that she has to bring kids from Yehuda. She went and she got dressed up like a Zoyna and she's hiding baderech by Einayim and Yehuda comes. Chazal said, well, Yehuda doesn't have what to do. Yehuda? Chazal said, but Malach v'dachfoy. A Malach took him and forced him to do it. So I understand the Malach. But what Tamal thought when she stood there? That Yehuda will do it though. So she knows Yehuda. So what the Malach will come with? I have to do what I can do. The rest of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. They say Chassidus Shemaisa, when Moshe Sasseva, that's the Shabbokhi, I will say it from inside. The Sefer from Rabbi Yov Kito brings down a Maisa. One of the Gdele Chassidus, when Moshe Sasseva, he was once in a forest with horses, and the wagon gets stuck in mud. It was a couple minutes from Mincha, but they didn't have a minion. So Moshe Sasseva started to yell, Mincha, Mincha, Atzemtel, Mincha, middle of the forest. And boom, some Yidden were passing in the place, they heard screaming, and they came to Davin. He said, a Yid has to try. You're standing in Ohio, stuck somewhere. There's no minion. Go out, where's the minion? I know, I heard from my great-grandmother, the daughter of the Altman of Albuquerque. She told me she was a kid, 9 years old. She was home, her father was sitting and learning by night, and the candle finished. It was 12 o'clock by night, and he had a kayak to learn for another hour. Yeah? You don't make a cheshen, but we are okay, I was sleep early, wake up early, you know this, goyish cheshen, yeah? So it was cold. Rain, not a storm, had to come, a storm really was there, yeah? And they went out, and they went out the door, and it was snowing, it was not shaykh. And the second after they go out, a yid passes near them. Maybe you're looking for a candle? She said she saw it. A yid is no candle, you go out to try to buy a candle. And ruchnis, a person can't stop. A person has to push. And if a person pushes, Be'ez Hashem, you will have siyata.